The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show featuring Gogo the Chimp.
Nothing like a chimp to liven up a radio show.
Easy there, Gogo. No. Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Thanks very much, Todd. Hey, folks. I sometimes, you know, I know the people in the building and I tell them lock the doors because I'm having a good time talking to the guests. And I don't care if the guest has to go to the airport. I want to keep talking. So, Jay John, my friend, I've got you for another 30 or so minutes. Thank you for being willing to be locked in with us.
I'm thrilled, Eric. Thank you, for having me.
I love talking to you. I learn things. You just taught me something I've never heard. You said that in the Muslim religion, people say they're going to go to paradise, and you say God does not live there.
Yes. Well, they teach that. I'm not teaching anything.
No. You're teaching what they say, but I've never heard this before.
Yes. And I think the important point is this, that there's only one faith that teaches that you can know God, and that's Christianity.
Most people would never know that unless you had just said it. That's really an extraordinary thing, that God humbles himself on someone. It's like a father stooping down to hug his little child because he loves him.
Absolutely.
He's not distant and forbidding.
Yep.
He longs to be with his children. That's a pretty beautiful idea.
Yeah. Do you know, I went with, we've got three children. When our youngest child was about four, he and I went to get his mum a Mother's Day present. And we went into this store. And as we walked into the store, I saw this big sign. And the sign read, "Do not touch. All breakages must be purchased." I mean, I don't know, Eric, why did I not just walk out? I should have just walked out. It was obvious. I've got a four-year-old. And sure enough, within a minute or two, he knocked this thing over, and it smashed on the floor. The manager came, looked at us, and just pointed to the sign. Yeah, do not touch. All breakages must be purchased. And I said to the manager, it wasn't me. I didn't break it. He broke it, and I was even I was even thinking of walking out.
You're rather clever.
Well, I thought if I walk out, he can sort it out.
Yeah.
But that four-year-old could not pay for that breakage. Yeah, even with 10 years of pocket money, he couldn't pay.
Correct.
Only I, his daddy, could pay for it. Now, you and I, we've broken a lot more than just one vase. And we can't pay for those breakages. And it's only our Heavenly Father that can pay for them.
That sounds a little bit like a sermon illustration. But I know that this really happened. This is a beautiful, simple image. I mean, on many levels, it has this theological resonance to it. That you wouldn't do that to your son because you love him. That you would pay for what he broke. And that's what God does for us. I want to just ask you some very practical questions. What brings you to New York City? I'm thrilled. One of the great things about having a studio in New York City is that people sometimes come through New York City and we can have them on. So when I heard you were going to be here, I thought, what?
Sure.
So what is it that brings you here?
Well, I come to the U.S. about once, twice a year,
yeah,
and speak at various conferences and churches. And I've just spoken at Hillsong in Manhattan.
Oh, you did in Manhattan. I cannot believe I was not here. I was away over the weekend, as you know. But that kills me. I would have so loved to hear you. Now, did they force you to preach five sermons that day?
Well, they have five services.
Yeah.
And they're packed out services.
Yeah.
So the challenge was, how many should I do? Should I just do three?
Oh, just three?
But then two of the services would all miss out.
I'm getting winded just thinking about this.
So in the end, I thought, well, I want to tell more people about this.
So Carl Lentz, who's the pastor there, preaches five sermons every Sunday.
Yeah, well, when he preaches, he'll do five. Yeah.
That's nuts. That's straight up nuts.
I know.
How about getting a bigger auditorium?
Which they're trying.
I mean, seriously, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
If I preach twice, I'm dead.
I know.
I have preached three times, and I resent it deeply.
Yeah.
And I have to say that the idea of doing it five times.
I know. But I think the thing is, you know, they get over 12,000 people.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are hungry. And I thought, well, shall I stop after three? And I thought, no, there's thousands more people that are wanting to come.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's beautiful, but I didn't know. It thrills me, honestly, that here in New York City, we have so many different kinds of wonderful churches. I mean, a few years ago,
absolutely,
Hillsong didn't even exist, but there's so many different kinds that people haven't even heard about, of all different stripes. I've preached sometimes at Times Square Church, which was founded by David Wilkerson. There's so many wonderful churches, and you'd never know it.
I know. And I preach at all sorts of churches, and I'm preaching at Greg Laurie's church later in the year.
We spoke of that earlier.
He's
letting me preach at his church, and here's the question. Do you think he ever preaches there?
Oh.
I think he has collected preacher friends over the years and that he's in Maui surfing. I'm convinced of it.
He's such a great guy. Do you know?
Don't be so nice.
I like, you know, it's a bit like ice cream. There are lots of different flavors of ice cream.
Yeah.
But it's all ice cream. And I think what's great is that we have got so many different flavors of churches all over America. And so, you know, come on, find a flavor that suits you.
Well, that's what I say. No, Greg Laurie, if I am mean to somebody publicly, it means I'm probably good friends with them. But I have to say, I love him. He also is an evangelist. And the weekend that I'm being allowed to preach in his church is the same weekend, I guess it's August 24th, when he preaches his annual crusade at Anaheim Stadium.
Yes.
And so I'll probably be involved in the crusade as well. But the Sunday service, I guess I'll be preaching, but I adore him.
I
and
know,
I love
likewise.
The fact that he and you do evangelism stadiums. I just love this idea. People think that went out with Billy Graham. On the contrary.
No, absolutely. Well, I recently got back from Singapore where I was preaching in the National Stadium for 3 days.
I saw your videos on that, and I honestly could hardly believe it. I just thought that many people just have no idea this is happening around the world.
Yeah, well, you know, without sounding arrogant, Eric, look, wherever we go, I mean, throughout the UK, overseas, I mean, we fill the largest venues. And that also is an indicator that there is a receptivity today.
Yes.
I think people want to listen, they're eager to hear, and they want to know.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thrilled that you have been in New York. Now, where do you go from here? Do you go back across to England?
Yes, we do. Back to England. And it's soon to be vacation time because our kind of year begins 1st of September all the way through to, you know, July. And so a bit of a break, which is really important You know, I think so many people have got so many irons in the fire that they have actually put the fire out.
I think that may be a Rima word of knowledge for Eric Metaxas. I hope not. No, it's so funny. You're quite right.
Have you heard this? If your output exceeds your input, then your upkeep will be your downfall.
I don't receive that. I rebuke you. I rebuke that.
So
no,
we
that
all
is
need
actually
a break.
That's pretty beautiful.
We all
that's
need a
light,
a gear shift.
I also think it's how one works. I think if you work yourself to the bone, that's just generally not healthy. You have to, you know, I try hard to sleep every night and to eat right and those things, because to get worn down is the worst thing. It leads
absolutely.
To bad things,
I
as
know.
We all know.
And the thing I've learned, Eric, is that God isn't actually in a hurry. And if you look at God in Genesis, he walked in the garden. If you looked at God, Jesus, in the New Testament, he walked everywhere. God's pace is walking. He only ever ran once in the whole of the Bible, and that was towards a prodigal.
You know, I was just going to bring that up. I thought, hey, wait a minute. I remember that the father in that parable ran to his son. And so it's important, of course, that we keep that in mind as well, that love sometimes compels us
absolutely.
To run. And there can be a healthy haste and there can be an unhealthy haste. Most haste is unhealthy. We're going to go to a break, but we have locked the doors. Canon J. John is ours for the hour. Stick around.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House, and since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to $3stock.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? Or just trudging through each day, but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling. And that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Hey there, folks. That's the Eagles. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to Canon J. John. He's right here. What I like about you is that you can be very cheeky and very sly. You say funny things even when you're pretending to be very serious. I love the story you told of when you were on an airplane and a woman asked you what you do. Do you mind telling that?
I don't. No, well, I like to be creative, Eric, because if people ask me, what do you do, J. John? And I say to them, oh, I'm a reverend or I'm an evangelist. That conjures up images in people's minds. So that's why I like to be a little bit creative. So I sat next to this lady on an aeroplane at Heathrow Airport in London. And I said, oh, hello. And she said, oh, hello. And I said, where are you going? So she told me. Then she said, where are you going? So I told her. I said, what do you do? So she told me. And then she said, what do you do? And I said, well, I work.
I'm already laughing.
Yeah, yeah. I work for a global enterprise.
Uh-huh.
And she said, do you?
Yeah.
I said, yes, I do. I said, we've got outlets in nearly every country of the world. She says, have you? I said, yes. I said, we've got hospices, hostels, homeless shelters, hospitals, we've got orphanages, we have teaching programs, we have feeding programs. I said, we do justice work, marriage work. I said, basically, we look after people from birth to death, and we deal in the area of behavioral alteration. And she went, wow! And people just all turned and looked at us. And she says, what's it called? I said, it's called the church. Have you heard of it? And then we had a 7-hour conversation.
Now, I have to tell you, more power to you, because the last thing I like to do on planes is have a 7-hour conversation. That's impressive. And one of the things I love about you is that this is who you are. You are you're not selling books. You're not you're just you, and you have an enthusiasm about what you believe. And this is what you do full time. This is who you are. And I just find it funny and delightful. Now, you understand, J. John, not everybody is built that way. There are times that I have that instinct that I want to talk to somebody. But oftentimes I just think I'm exhausted and I just want to, you know, write my book or read my book or whatever it is I'm doing on a plane. Have you always been this way? You seem very effusive, generally speaking.
I think the thing, Eric, I'm always thinking, is this a divine appointment?
That's a good question.
And if this is a divine appointment, I might be missing an opportunity that God has ordained. And so I'm more inclined to explore whether this is a divine appointment.
Well, no, that's beautiful, because I think we do have to be clear. Scripture says that we are not to cast our pearls before swine. There are times that people want to argue with us and want to waste our time, or you could even say the devil is using them to waste our time and to fatigue us with vain janglings and silly conversations. And there are other times, and the only way we can know is by the discernment of the Holy Spirit who lives in us, whether the Lord is leading us in this. And
absolutely.
And so this leads me to the question. I want to ask you about miracles, because I don't think it's possible to live the Christian faith without what we call walking in the Spirit and expecting the miraculous. Sometimes it's a gentle nudge. Sometimes it's something spectacular. I've experienced the gamut. What has your experience been with the miraculous?
Oh, well, Eric, you've written a great book on miracles, and I'm not just saying that. I've actually read the book and was truly inspired by all the different stories. Having been a believer for a number of years, having traveled extensively, I have seen miracles. But I'll just tell you one about our next door neighbor. Our next door neighbors, they're not Christians yet. But they call my wife and I the neighbors from heaven. We get on so well. And the lady next door, she had a stroke and she fell into a coma. And she got transferred to the John Ratcliffe Hospital in Oxford. And the family came round to tell us that she's on a life support machine for 5 days and then they're going to turn off the machine because she had no brain activity. So my wife said, well, look, can we visit her before you turn off the machine? And the family said, oh, please, could you visit her because she was so fond of you. That would be really nice. The only day I could go was the fifth day. So the fifth day, we drive to the John Ratcliffe Hospital in Oxford. She's in intensive care. She's in a private room. We walk in and I start speaking to her. And I said, hey, it's the neighbors from heaven. We've come to see you. And she's got tubes everywhere. And the following day, they're going to turn off the machine. So
they've determined there is no brain activity.
None.
And the next day, she will be allowed to die.
Yes. So I said, look, we're going to pray together. So I got hold of her hand. I held my wife's hand. Killy held her other hand. And I said to her, I start speaking to her. And I said, we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer. So Killy and I start praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. And when we said, your kingdom come, she woke up.
Okay. Now you could either be making this up, lying, you could be crazy, or you could be telling the truth. It's my instinct that you're telling the truth, in which case this is nothing less than an astounding miracle of God.
Well, we went back home. We told
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Well, first of all, she
you
woke up.
You went back home. She woke up. You're saying this is a woman in a coma with no brain activity.
Yeah, she woke up. But the funny thing was, we went back, and I said to her husband, I said, she woke up. He goes, no, she didn't. I said, she did. He goes, no, she didn't.
You couldn't even do him the justice of calling him from the hospital?
No, no. But it didn't really matter. She had a little bit of physiotherapy, and then she was home like 10 days later, and she's still alive.
Come on. This is crazy.
But I've seen things like this. I've seen miracles in India. I remember when I was ministering in India and at this particular conference, it was huge, massive. And after you preached and taught, they would ask us to go and pray for people in different categories.
Yes, yes.
So the first day I got asked to go and pray for those suffering from leprosy. And it was like, oh, dear. I thought I'd rather have the backaches. You know, could I not start with something minor rather than something major? Anyway, and there was like, this is 3,000 people suffering from leprosy. I mean, because there were like 100,000 at the conference. And so I went to that section with our team. And then I'm like worried about, should I touch them? Should I not touch them? What would Jesus do? Would he touch them? But anyway, I kind of prayed. And then I prayed over them, and I saw their skins rolling off their heads, rolling down, falling off, falling to the ground. They got new skins.
Now, because I know you well enough, I know that this is true. There are people listening who do not believe this is possible. You have seen it innumerable times. I just last night heard my friend Ken Fish. He preaches... I'm sorry, he does healing and deliverance. And he gave a glorious message last night on the kingdom of heaven breaking in. And when you prayed that prayer for your comatose,
yes,
brain-dead neighbor, and you said, thy kingdom come.
Yes.
When the kingdom of God breaks in, all things are new. The dead are raised to life. These things happen. And I think there's so many Christians today who don't walk in that because they think, well, that's just not for me. It's not for the present. It's maybe something that once happened. You have seen this happen.
Oh, I've seen it happen. Look, Eric, look, I've seen a lot of things happen in the world. We live in a world of miracle and mystery. Now, I have prayed for people in hospices, and they've died. Okay? So Christians are an Easter people living in a Good Friday world, but it often feels like Easter Saturday.
Now, yeah.
Look, this is where we need to trust God. We just be channels of his love and grace to other people. The outcome is God's responsibility.
That says it all, and I really do think my faith has been bolstered recently to pray for healing and those kinds of things. And I think if the church were to rediscover walking in the power of the Holy Spirit and hearing from him, it would change the world. I mean, if a friend of anyone's experiences a miracle, it changes you. You say, what? You know, the neighbors that you described, yeah. I mean, that woman was scheduled for death the next day, and you're telling me, on the contrary, yes. God had other plans. But
you know, so many people are anxious about so many things, Eric. And we know that prayer works. When we pray, coincidences happen.
We're gonna have to hang on one more time. We'll be right back for a final segment with Canon J. John. The new book is Jesus Christ, The Truth. Many other books. Stick around. Folks, if you're like me, you know that getting a woman to choose life, to bear the child who is inside her, is one of the greatest privileges. If you could help her see what is true, that there is a baby inside her, that is exactly what you can do if you go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the preborn banner. If you give $28, that provides a free ultrasound. These are life-changing for these women. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner, please.
I wear the black for those who've never read.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate has rejected an amendment to the defense bill that would have placed new restrictions on President Trump in dealing with Iran. It proposed that the president could not rely upon the September 11, 2001 war authorization as a basis for responding to any new actions by Iran. The Supreme Court will decide on President Trump's bid to end DACA next session. It was round two of the Democrat presidential debate last night in Miami. And in a show of hands, all 10 candidates on stage say they supported health care for illegal immigrants. Stocks remain higher in afternoon trading on Wall Street after the Federal Reserve gave 18 of the country's largest banks permission to raise dividends and buy back more stock. The Dow is up 9 points, the NASDAQ is ahead 13, and the S&P up 6. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, Prosper with Options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey, we don't want that kind of music on this program. But there it is. Folks, I have the joy of speaking. That's Elvin Bishop, by the way. I have the joy of speaking with Canon J. John. And I forgot to ask you your website. So many people are going to want to find you on the web. What is it, sir?
Thank you, Eric. The website is canonjjohn.com. My social media is Canon J. John. And if you want to just see some film clips, just look at YouTube and type in J.John. There's 100.
CanonJJohn.com.
Yes.
That's pretty simple. Now, a canon, C-A-N-O-N, what is a canon?
Right, okay. Look, if I was in the Catholic Church, yeah, I'd be in Monsignor.
Aha.
So this is the equivalent canon in the Anglican Church in England. And I'm a canon of Coventry Cathedral.
Yeah.
So that means I have a seat in the cathedral. So it's a sign of authority.
Are you speaking ex cathedra now?
Yes.
No? Yes? I know you are. Okay, now, we just have a few minutes left, and this is so much I want to ask you about. You talked about these tremendous miracles that you've seen and how powerful it is. And I really do think that it's – if the church wants to see everything that we pray for, we have to be open to this, don't we?
Oh, we do. Look, I would encourage – look, all your listeners now, if they have a need of any kind – just offer up a prayer, because when we pray, coincidences happen. And if you have a serious health concern, push, P-U-S-H, pray until something happens. And if you are a believer, I would encourage you to take Holy Communion as a healing sacrament. I know many people who've taken Holy Communion as a healing sacrament and have been healed of terminal illnesses.
And, of course, you are not Catholic. You're Anglican.
I am.
But many people forget that communion is a sacred thing. When I go to churches that have such a low view of communion that it's the grape juice in the plastic thimbles, I get confused, because I was raised in the Greek Orthodox Church, where it is treated with great reverence and mystery. And, of course, Luther, the great reformer, took it tremendously seriously.
Absolutely. Yeah, I obviously don't agree with what Roman Catholics believe, but I don't think it's also just symbolism.
Yeah.
I think something else happens. So I'm halfway between the two.
Well,
I think something sacred happens. And so look, when Jesus died on the cross, he died for three things. He died for our salvation, he died for our deliverance, and he died for our healing. So when you take the Holy Communion, you take it and you say, by your stripes, I've been healed. Heal me as I take your blood, your body. Take it like that.
It's funny, because so many people take communion around the world, and I think if we would approach it that way, as that it is a sacred thing. And it doesn't even matter if you approve of every detail of the priest's life or what. This is God. You have a moment to encounter God in such a sacred way. And that's what our focus needs to be on. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because we rarely have those kinds of conversations on this show. But I know that Luther, when I wrote my biography of Luther, I became fascinated with how he understood it and why he took issue with really an Aristotelian kind of twist on things. And so he disagrees with this tiny piece of transubstantiation, but he comes so close to it, and he says, this is the body and blood of Jesus.
Absolutely.
It's a magnificent moment that we get to experience.
And the New Testament teaches that when they gathered together for prayer and fellowship, they broke bread regularly. And my wife and I, we take it regularly.
Mm. I love that. Well, we've just got moments left. Where do you go from here? Do you have speaking engagements in this next month?
Yeah, well, we're going to have our summer break, and we've been going all sort of nonstop for 9 months. We've ministered all over news. All over the UK. We've been to New Zealand. We've been to Australia. We've been to Singapore. So we've been to America. So it's time for a gear shift, and get refreshed.
Yeah.
And then start another year. Start our 40th year.
You're 40. I cannot believe that. before we go, we've just got a moment. You have this delightful children's book called That's a Good Question. Tell us about that.
Oh, listen, Eric, last year I asked 10 children. I know all the children. I said, send me all your questions about Jesus, God, and the Bible. And they sent me 70 questions. And I selected 32 of their questions. And, I mean, who made God? Will my dog go to heaven? Where is heaven? Why do people die young? I mean, some serious questions. And I, you know, amongst other things, I spent a year reflecting, writing, to answer the questions clearly, concisely, and to answer them so that a child can understand.
I have to confess,
is a challenge.
But I have to, yeah, well, a huge challenge. Everybody says that I've written children's books much tougher because you have to, you can't,
yeah,
you can't blow smoke. You've got to be very straight and clear. But I think that a book like this, That's a Good Question, is it's perfect for adults, even though it's a kid's book. Even the little bit that I had a chance to look at it, I'm stunned at, you know, these are the questions that everyone has. We're out of time. My friend Canon J. John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric.
See you again soon.
Hope so.
Albin, I always talk about Relief Factor, but sometimes it's better to hear from somebody else. So today we're going to hear from Anne. Here she is.
It has changed my life, is the only thing I can say. Been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad, bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I said, I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back with one pillow.
This is amazing. I beg my relatives to take this. I was at a wedding recently. I'm begging them. I'm saying, look, you've got aches and pains. Take this. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. You're crazy not to try it. And by the way, it's cheap. Like, that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
That's why it's, like, you know, sweeping the nation, because people can afford to take it.
Yes.
Go to ReliefFactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.99. Check it out. 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? Well, it's true. Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you, by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. There's no better time than now to save a baby's life. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the preborn banner.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with 3 key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Folks, it's just ironic that Linda Ronstadt, who married former Governor Jerry Brown, a Democrat, is singing Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. There's a victim mentality that's fallen on the Democratic Party basically since McGovern. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to get the current president of the United States to opine on the difference between the positive pro-American view and that kind of whiny view given vent to in the nonetheless beautiful song by Linda Ronstadt. Mr. President, welcome back.
So great to be back, and I love what you just said. The victimhood is just, it's terrible. You know, someone like me, I brought myself up. I made myself. I'm a self-made man. More people need to do that. You have all the opportunities here in the U.S. This is the greatest time to be successful.
You think your father, Fred, would lend me $200 million?
No, but he did to me, though. That was the most important part.
Is that
true? Well, $335 million, but that's after he passed away.
Yeah.
$14 million, an interest-free loan.
But he sent you to military school.
He did.
He was kind of tough.
He was a tough guy. Do you know what his middle name was?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
I think it's Christ.
No.
Yes. Check it.
Really?
Check his middle name. It's the truth.
You
the
sure?
guy was a tough guy. He was a tough guy.
But
good
I don't
guy.
Think of Jesus as very tough. I think of him as loving.
He had to be tough. He had to be tough. Remember when he turned over the tables and all that
not
stuff?
Not ringing any bells.
No?
I don't
nothing?
Really read. I don't read the Bible. Now, listen, if you had to pick, are you more of an Old Testament guy or a New Testament guy?
Well, they're both so good. They're
right?
both so good. They're great
that's
books.
What I was going to say. They're
yeah.
both, like, I'm right
They've
down the middle.
They've got some great
I'm
things
right down
in
the
both
middle.
Of them. I'm you, talking to Mike Pence, so I'd love to get in the new one. I'd love
right.
to get in the new one.
Yeah.
Just
well,
get a mention. Just get a mention.
That's going to be tough because the canon was closed a long,
but
long time
ago. But we can reopen
ago.
It. We can reopen it.
I don't
it's
think
just
so.
Just like with the Constitution.
No, 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 no.
We can add an amendment.
You're an originalist. You're an originalist, and you've appointed originalist constitutionalist judges.
Right.
I don't think
exactly.
you want to do that. I don't think you want to do that. But let me ask you this. You once said on the campaign trail that you didn't really think you had anything that you needed to be forgiven for.
True. Absolutely.
Have you thought that through? Have you changed your mind on that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everything I've done is I've done for other people.
Right.
I do nothing for
right.
myself. And just that alone, you don't need forgiveness.
And
for
everybody
that.
Knows you get into heaven by good works.
Exactly.
Not by faith in Jesus Christ, according to Romans and all the other scriptures.
Right.
Because that was written by Paul. And that's a long time ago. The Bible was changed in the Middle Ages by the monks. People need to know these
and
things.
And you know what? You know, and honestly, parts of the Bible, and Mike Pence told me this, like,
yeah.
like some of the apostles
right.
didn't
right.
write this stuff till a couple of hundred years later.
Yeah.
And we have fake news now. They can't get it right in
no.
24 hours. They
no.
can't get it right in 2 minutes.
That's right.
So I'm sure certain things were not 100% correct.
That's true.
The good stuff is good. The bad stuff
that's,
is bad.
That's,
yeah. Fake news has been around a long time.
Once you get past the synoptic time. Gospels, it's just like, who knows?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Who knows? Who's
exactly.
to say?
Synoptic.
Who's to say in these topsy-turvy times? Listen, let me ask you a question. I've written a book.
Mm-hmm.
I really would not say that this should be part of the canon of scripture.
Mm-hmm.
That would be going too far.
Too far.
But
too
it's
far.
Still it's still pretty good.
Right.
It's kind of like those books that you say, well, it's close, like My Utmost for His Highest.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a book you're not familiar with, and
no.
lots of other great books you're not familiar with.
I don't do a lot
and,
of reading.
And this, but I want you to be familiar with this book because it's about you, Mr. President.
Wow.
It's called Donald Drains a Swamp. And the reason that I have it here, other than to promote it to my audience, is that I wanted to say there's a sequel coming out.
There's a sequel
there's
already?
There's a sequel
you're just
coming
giving,
out.
This has been such a huge success. They're already making the sequel. This is incredible.
Yes, we're making the
this
sequel
is, this,
physically.
I like this.
Yes. And you see it says, We the People.
We the People on the club.
And then there's
club.
A little Twitter bird up there.
Oh, there's the Twitter
but
bird.
But here's what people
so
don't
many
realize.
Followers
this
on
is
Twitter.
What I think you're going to, what you're going to, you have followers on Twitter.
So many. I think I have more than anybody else.
Really?
I'm pretty sure I have more than anybody
More than
else.
The Biebs? You know that I've
oh,
had
definitely
Justin,
that guy. That I, He's got I had, tattoos all over him.
I had, and you know that he just beat the heck out of Tom Cruise?
What do you mean he beat?
He beat him up in like an octagon match or something like that. He just messed
like
him
Tom
up.
Cruise. I like Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
I like
Tom
those Mission
Cruise,
Impossible films.
But Tom Cruise got beat up very badly by Justin Bieber. It was humiliating because Bieber was really gloating. He was like doing an end
dance. You
know
what? Joe Biden wants to fight me. Joe Biden wants to
really?
Fight me. Did you hear this? He wants to
yeah,
take me behind
that.
The bar. I would kick. Can I say the word? Can I
yeah.
say kick?
No,
you know
no,
what?
No, no,
I can't
no,
say.
No,
I
no,
would
no,
kick
no,
it.
No.
Let me tell you something. This guy, I would knock those chiclet teeth right
yeah,
out of his head.
Yeah,
believe
those teeth
are
more real than his implants.
Exactly.
But now look, let's try to be nice here for a second.
I like Joe. I like Joe. He's just changed the line.
This book. The reason I wanted it to show you this book is because this book shows the swamp. But the most important thing, people don't know this about this book. In this book, Donald the caveman, mm-hmm. who has some resemblance to you, at the end of the book is compared. People don't know this to George Washington. And
wow.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show
wow.
you.
Wow.
Yes. Because there's a king who's very, you know, he basically is in the swamp for the money, doesn't talk to the regular people. He thinks
right.
that they're deplorable, okay?
Right.
And so he doesn't talk to them. And at the end, they get rid of the swamp creatures. There, for example,
they're leaving
John,
town.
There's John Brennan.
Right.
And, you know, this is Chuck Schumer, I think, right. okay, because he's weeping with the half glasses. This is.
Oh, that's the king.
That's the king.
And
this,
that's the money. That's
and this,
the swampy money.
And this is the George Osoros. He's a Hungarian billionaire dinosaur, and he's at the center of the swamp. But at the end, they say, hey, Mr. Trump, actually, they call him Donald the caveman, would you be our president? And he says, no. He
really?
Says what George Washington said. No, they say, would you be our king? He
right.
says, no way. He says, a king tells people what to do. They have to do it. You're a free people now. We drained the swamp. You're a free people. And a free people tells their leaders what to do.
Exactly.
And then you say, oh, you mean like a president? And they go, yeah. And he goes, well, if that's what you're looking for, I'm your caveman. So you are compared to George Washington.
This
here.
Is fantastic. And that's what I do. I listen to the people. You've seen my rallies. 30, 40, 50,000 people.
Yes.
And I hear what they're saying.
And that's only because the stadiums can't hold more.
More. That's right. What's the big one? What's AT&T in
what
Dallas?
About the one? What about the one in Dallas that holds 100,000?
That's the one. That's
I think
the one.
In we Michigan should, State they've got
should,
one that holds 110.
We should have it there. We should have it there. No one left outside. Everybody, and I'm very inclusive.
Jerry Jones a Republican?
I think so. I would think so. I would, but
being
you know,
from
a
Dallas.
a lot of plastic surgery with
really?
Jerry. A lot of plastic surgery.
Is that true?
Oh, have you seen his face?
I know.
I mean, he, you know, I hope he doesn't have to cough. It's going to be very painful.
I didn't even know that was his face. I thought that was Wayne Newton.
Oh, that was him. I thought so. I
really?
Never heard Jerry sing though.
No,
never heard him sing.
Well, let me just say what an honor it is to have you and to promote my book.
Well, this is incredible. This is a tremendous gift.
I mean, I might
this
be able to get
like
you some of the original art.
Could we get that framed?
We're going to get that framed.
And sent to me. I'm going to put that in the White House.
Unbelievable. We're out of time.
And is that Melania? Is that Melania?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
We look
she makes
forward,
a great cave woman.
We
she
look
makes
forward
a
to having
woman.
You back as soon as possible. I'm so
and
honored.
I will be back.
I can't even
thank
believe
you.
It. Thank you very
you
much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at $3stock.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's $3stock.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate has rejected an amendment to the defense bill that would have placed new restrictions on President Trump in dealing with Iran.
Republicans for agreeing to a rare Friday vote
to accommodate all senators who wish to vote,
even those making their way back from Thursday's Florida debate. But even before all the votes were tallied, the Senate had mustered enough nays to shoot down the bill that Leader McConnell called
a half-baked and dangerous measure.
He says the amendment would have placed
radical new restrictions on the administration's ability to defend U.S. interests and our partners.
Many Republicans blaming what they call Trump derangement syndrome for the effort, even as Iran escalates tensions. Bob Agnew reporting.
In Osaka, Japan, President Trump scheduled to meet with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping tomorrow. Investors hoping for a repeat of an agreement last December to postpone new tariff hikes while they negotiate a settlement. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
You do July 4th right, whether you're entertaining or taking advantage of a day to tackle your to-do list. Lowe's is here to help with July 4th savings. Shop in-store now and get 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And for 7 days only, save $9 on a twin pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now just $14.88. Whatever's on your list, hurry into your local Lowe's for deals this July 4th. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid in-store only through 7/10. Charcoal offer valid through 7/4. Limit 5 twin packs per customer while supplies last. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, turn that off. When I say I want Captain and Tennille, that means muskrat love, all right? Get it right or you're fired.
Very attractive woman.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Hey, you know, the fact that I have the president here and I got unhinged, I apologize.
No. I like anger. That's passion. That's passion. I like that. You get things done, Eric.
I get things done, and that's what I like about you. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you.
Right.
You have talked to some of the world leaders in
Everybody.
A way that no president has done before.
Right.
We just got a moment, but I want to hear you. What's your secret?
Well, you know what it is? I talk to them like people. Everyone's so, what's the right word, deferential to all these other leaders.
Yeah.
No. It's a club, okay? It's one big club, and I don't like clubs. I break clubs up. You know, you've got Trudeau, who thinks he's so smart. You know, you've got that guy in Germany, Angela Merkel. What a weirdo. Dresses like a woman.
Right.
So strange.
Right.
So strange.
Well, the haircut is a tip-off that it's
That's
a guy.
Total tip-off.
Everybody
no
knows
makeup.
It's a guy.
As soon as I met him, I knew something was weird. And,
yeah.
and he was, did you see the photo where he was pointing at me?
Just the name Angelo. Yeah. Who doesn't know that's a guy?
Yeah. It's
but
obvious.
Anyway,
it's
so,
obvious.
And what about the president of North Korea?
Well, he's the supreme leader. He's the supreme leader.
Huh.
And it's Kim Jong-un. And he's a very nice guy.
How do you say that? Right?
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
And he's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
And I like supreme. I would love to be supreme leader. Wouldn't
sure.
that be nice?
That'd be great.
President. I'm very happy to be president.
Well, leaders, the difference between supreme leaders and presidents is that supreme leaders are allowed to torture and murder.
Exactly. I can't kill journalists. I wish I could.
Yeah.
I can't. You know what I mean?
Oh,
he could do that.
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. It would be so nice. It would really make things quick.
Sure.
You know, quick
sure.
and easy. Quick
sure.
and easy. But, you know, I talk to him all the time, and he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
And I told him, listen, we could make golf courses here. We could have condominiums. We could open up North Korea and everybody wins. Everybody wins.
Right.
But he, as smart as he is, he's not really like, he's just not catching on here.
Right.
Like Kim Jong-un.
Well,
I mean, rocket man, but he hasn't done any rockets lately, which is tremendous, which is a good thing.
Does he know that you call him Rocket Man?
Oh, he knows. He knows.
Yeah.
He even smiled. And when we got into that little private meeting, he had a little iPhone and he played the Elton John version.
Is that true? He has a tattoo of Elton John and Bernie Taupin on his left shoulder blade. A lot of people don't know that.
He didn't show me that.
Yeah, no, he's
honestly, I wouldn't want to see it.
I mean, everybody
knows. He's not in shape. He's somewhat doughy. somewhat doughy. He is, but he's not like me.
But you can get away, with that when you're a world supreme leader.
Supreme leader.
And do you think that it's dangerous that he's talking to China?
What if I say? I say it all the time. China's killing us. They're absolutely killing us. But the good news is they don't make anything in North Korea. They make nothing.
That's true. That's true.
They don't even make crappy TVs. They make nothing there.
Really?
And that's their problem. And I would be very happy to trade with him. I'm a little concerned about Xi Jinping. I like him a lot, but he's just, you know how these people are. You know, they talk. They talk a lot.
Is he cousins with Mugu Gai Pan?
Gosh, I hope not. But do you know what I think is interesting? You know I love fried chicken.
Sure.
And we've got Colonel Sanders, right? And in China, they have General So's. Isn't it interesting military people around chicken?
I never thought about that. But I heard that General So, actually, that was a euphemism because during General So's siege of Nanking, there was a very terrible what do you call it when there's no food? Is that called a drought?
Starvation?
Yeah.
What do they call that?
Famine. Yes, there was a famine, and basically the people ate rats, and so the euphemism was General Tso's chicken. That's rat.
How do you know that? You know what? You're so smart.
Thank you.
You should be on my cabinet. You should be on like an advisory board.
I'll be on the faith advisory board.
You're on my faith advisory board?
Yes, I am. All right.
Next time you're in, let me know.
I will do that. We're out of time. Mr. President, just a great honor. Thank you so much.
It's been a huge honor for
Thank you.
An incredible Thank you. Honor Thank for you. You.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.